This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has hosted members of the 7 all-party delegations which recently visited various countries as part of country's diplomatic outreach to convey India's strong stand against Pakistan-sponsored terrorism after Operation Sindoor. The meeting, which took place at Prime Minister's residence in New Delhi, was attended by Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju, DMK MP Kannimuri, BJP MPs Ravi Shankar Prasad, Anurag Singh Thakur, Bansuri Swaraj, Nishikant Dubey, Congress MP Shashi Tharoor and Manish Tiwari and others. The Prime Minister has commended the delegations for their dedication in advancing India's voice on global platforms. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that these representatives played a crucial role in elaborating India's commitment to peace and the need to eradicate the menace of terrorism. Delegations visited 33 countries as part of India's diplomatic outreach to expose Pakistan globally. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has warned Islamabad on cross-border terrorism, saying New Delhi will strike deep into Pakistan if provoked by terrorist attacks. He asserted that there will be retribution against the terrorist outfits and their leadership in case of barbaric acts like the recent Pahalgam attack. Dr. Jaishankar, who is travelling to Europe, currently stated this in an interview with an American political digital newspaper. Addressing the Indian community representatives of Luxembourg and Belgium, Dr. Jaishankar again warned India will retaliate against terrorism regardless of its location in Pakistan.
Prime Minister Modi says Operation Sindoor is not over. There's a clear message there saying we reserve the right to go after terrorists anytime, anywhere, if they have done harm to our people. We are more than unbroken. We are very determined. And this time, we wanted to send that message saying enough is enough.
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has asserted that Operation Sindoor was the biggest action taken against terrorism in India history. Speaking at an event in Dehradun last evening, the Defence Minister said the Pahalgam terrorist strike was not just an attack on Indian citizens, but also an assault on the social unity of the country. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has proposed to develop a dedicated enclave for Swiss businesses in India as he sought to attract investment from the European country. Addressing industry representatives of India and Switzerland in Bern, he invited companies to invest in India as the country provides huge opportunities for them. We could even create a Swiss enclave, an area dedicated to Swiss businesses, Goyal said. As part of the ongoing Viksit Krishi Sankalp Abhiyan, Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan will meet farmers in Tigipur, Bhaktwarpar and North Delhi today. During the visit, he will also interact with farmers through Kisan Chopal. The Krishi Vigyan Kendra, Ujwa and the Indian Agricultural Research Institute, PUSA, will also participate in the event. The minister will also observe the use of agricultural drones and farming technology. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has chaired a high-level meeting in New Delhi to review the preparedness of flood management in the country. In the meeting, Mr. Shah also reviewed the long-term measures being taken to mitigate the menace of floods in the country and the steps taken on the decisions made in the meeting held last year. In a statement, the Home Ministry said Mr. Shah discussed the new technologies adopted by all agencies of flood management and expansion of their network in the meeting. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast severe heatwave conditions over Rajasthan during the next 3 days. Heatwave conditions are also likely over Uttar Pradesh, Punjab, Jammu Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan, Muzaffarabad, Himachal Pradesh, Haryana, Madhya Pradesh today. IMD said that warm night conditions are also very likely in Punjab, Haryana, Uttar Pradesh and Rajasthan today. Indian shooting ace Elevenil Valaravan settled for the bronze medal in the women's 10-meter air rifle final in the ISSF World Cup in Munich yesterday. The 25-year-old shot 231.2 to finish third on the podium behind 18-year-old Chinese sensation Wang Zifei, who won gold, and Korea silver medalist Yvonne Kunji. India senior men's football team lost 0-1 to host Hong Kong in a crucial AFC Asian Cup qualifier in Kowloon last evening. And that's the end of this news bulletin.